Hello, good evening. This is
Gary
Bowser.
That's me.
Hello, good evening. My name is Alan. I'm calling for a national opinion survey. I'm not selling anything. I'm just conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. First, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
All right, perfect. And I know it's still a long way out, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote? Probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
I will vote.
Definitely or probably?
Definitely.
Thank you, man. Now, what is your age?
67.
Thank you. Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
Caucasian or white or whatever.
Thank you. And please rate your level of motivation for voting in the next year's presidential elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you're not at all motivated to vote next year, and 10 means you're extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number.
It's 10.
Thank you. And regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
Democrat.
And will you call yourself a strong Democrat or not very strong Democrat?
Strong Democrat.
Thank you.
I would never be a Republican.
Thank you. And thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
I'm dissatisfied until Trump is in jail.
Thank you. And which of the following issues are most important to you in next year's congressional elections? I'm going to read you a list and just give me two options and we should be good to go with the next question. First one, healthcare costs, criminal justice reform that stops racial profiling and holds bad cops accountable, protecting abortion and reproductive rights, lowering taxes and shrinking the size of government, inflation and the economy, immigration and border security, improving K-12 public school education, protecting our democracy and freedoms, crime and violence.
There's so many. I don't know how to pick one.
Just let me know which one of them. Stop me when you select one.
Okay, say them again if you don't mind.
Sure. First one, healthcare costs. Next one, criminal justice reform that stops racial profiling and holds
back. You pick the first one, healthcare costs, because I struggle with that.
Okay. And next one is protecting abortion and reproductive rights, lowering taxes and shrinking the size of government, inflation and the economy, immigration.
Okay, what was the abortion one? What was that one?
Okay, protecting abortion and reproductive rights?
Yes, absolutely.
Thank you so much. And in your opinion, are economic conditions in the country getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
They're getting better, but I don't feel it personally yet.
Okay. And now, thinking about race relations in America today, do you think things are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Meaning immigration or...
Race relations in America today.
Oh, it's terrible. It's terrible.
So it's getting worse in your opinion?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Thank you. And how often will you say you experience racism or discrimination in your everyday life?
I don't, because I'm disabled. and I don't go places anymore except to the doctor.
Okay.
But I've never experienced it, but I've seen it experienced since I was a child, and I'm 67.
Okay. And how often will you say you experience sexism or discrimination based on your sex or gender in your everyday life? Will you say it very often, not often, or not at all?
Read the three words, sex, discrimination.
Right. Yeah, how often will you say you experience sexism or discrimination based on your sex or gender in your everyday life? Would that be very often, often, or not at all?
Not often, because, like I said, I'm kind of isolated, and
okay.
I choose that. Anyway, go ahead.
Thank you. And you said you have more rights, the same rights, or fewer rights than other people in this country?
More rights because I'm white.
Okay, thank you. And is that much more or somewhat more?
I think it's somewhat more, even though I struggle. It's no equality.
Thank you. Now, I would like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which a 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so. First one is
okay.
Donald Trump.
Wait, I'm sorry, I missed kind of the point of the question. I hate him. He's evil.
Yeah, I would like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations
okay.
using a scale.
100 was better, and 1 is not much. Is that how it goes?
We will be using a scale from 0 to 100. 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 0 means that you feel
zero.
Very...
0, 0, 0.
Well, let me give you the options, and then we will start...
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry.
Right.
Okay.
No problem. Now, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. But, of course, you can use any number between 0 and 100.
Okay.
The first one is Donald Trump. How will you rate him from 0 to 100?
0.
Thank you. Next one is the National Rifle Association, or NRA.
0.
Thank you. Next one is Black Lives Matter.
Oh, yes. I guess I could say 100.
Okay, thank you. Next one is Tim Scott.
Pardon me?
Tim Scott?
Oh, yeah. He's Baldwin.
How will you rate him from 0 to 100?
I know that he's horrible, so I say 0.
Okay, thank you. Next one is the Leadership Conference on Human and Civil Rights.
Leadership Conference on Civil Rights, 100.
Okay, thank you. Next one, the Republican Party.
Pardon me, I'm sorry.
The Republican Party?
0.
Thank you. Next one, Joe Biden.
I would say 100. So far.
And last one, Cornel West.
Oh, he's a mess too, so 0.
Okay, Thank you very much. Now, I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump, Independent Cornel West, and Democrat Joe Biden, will you vote for Donald Trump, Cornel West, or Joe Biden?
Joe Biden.
Thank you. And how worried are you about the rise of white supremacy in America today? Very worried? Somewhat worried?
A hundred percent.
So would that be very worried?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And now I would like to read you statements about different issues in America for each one. Please tell me whether you agree or disagree with this statement. First one, American democracy is under major threat now. Do you strongly agree? Somewhat agree? Somewhat disagree?
Strongly agree.
Strongly agree. Thank you. And next one, your heritage, traditions, and cultural identity is under attack in America. Do you strongly agree? Somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree with that statement?
I think strongly disagree because nobody's stopping the white supremacists.
Thank you. And next one, reverse discrimination against white people is a big problem in today's society. Do you strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
I'm sorry, could you read that one more time?
Sure. Reverse discrimination against white people is a big problem in today's society.
No, it's not. So strongly disagree. Again, sorry.
Strongly disagree, okay. And next one is gay marriage should be a legally protected right in this country. Do you strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Did you say gay marriage?
Yes. Gay marriage should be legally protected right in this country?
Yes. Strongly agree.
Thank you. Next one is, it says the government should do more to lessen racial inequality in society.
Yes.
I strongly agree, somewhat agrees.
Certainly agree.
Thank you. Next one is racism against black people is a big problem in today's society. Do you strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree?
I strongly agree.
Thank you. And last one, America is on the path to another civil war. Do you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
I know they're threatening that, so I disagree with the whole civil war thing they're squawking about.
Somewhat disagree or strongly disagree?
Hold on. I'm sorry, my brain is slow. This was about, okay, I'm sorry, what was the main point?
With the statement I just read, America is on the path to another civil war, do you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Somewhat agree.
Thank you very much. In general, do you support or oppose affirmative action programs designed to increase the number of black and minority students on college campuses and in employment?
Yes, I agree with that affirmative action.
Do you strongly support or somewhat support?
Yes, strongly support.
Thank you. We're wrapping this up now. Thank you very much for your time, for your patience. Now, I'm going to read you two statements some people have made about our country. Please tell me which you agree with more. First one, or first statement A. It says, some people says America's strength is rooted in the traditional values of its founders and its people. Woke culture is going too far. It pushes books into our schools that indoctrinate rather than educate. It lectures us on mistakes of our past rather than uniting with us for solutions today. Diversity should not be a consideration for a job or admission to college. Our government should treat us, individuals, and allow us the freedom to make our own choices. Next one, statement B. Other people says, America's strength, it is diversity, that we are a nation defined by the different people who have come together and put trust to the ideal that we, the people, can accomplish anything together. We cannot continue America's greatness by diminishing or casting out groups of Americans based on our differences. Instead, we need to strengthen our commitment to equal rights, equal access, and equal opportunity to all our citizens, so that they might all contribute to the strength of America. Which of the two statements do you agree with more, A or B?
B. That's what you said last.
Yes.
And I can't remember details. I have memory issues. What was it, A or B?
A talks about books into our schools and indoctrinate rather than educate. It lectures us on mistakes.
I'm against that.
Okay. So you agree with the letter B statement. So would that be much more B or somewhat more B?
I think B.
Somewhat or much more B?
Much more.
Thank you very much. Now, let me ask you this. I'm going to read you a list of things that some people say are important for our democracy to survive. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you think it is extremely important, and 5 means you think it is somewhat important, and 0 means you do not think it is important at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. First one says freedom to protest the police or government. How we rate that from 0 to 10?
Zero to 10. 10 being, what was it again?
Extremely important. 5 is somewhat important. And 0, not important at all.
I think extremely important.
Thank you. Next one, police that treat everyone the same. How will you rate that from 0 to 10?
Extremely important.
Thank you. Next one, the right to bear arms. How will you rate that from 0 to 10?
0.
Thank you. Next one, ensuring that everyone has equal access to voting. How will you rate that?
Was it 10, the highest?
Yes.
Okay, 10.
Thank you. Next one, equal economic opportunities for all. How will you rate that from 0 to 10?
10.
Thank you. Next one, immigration to this country. How will you rate that from 0 to 10?
Meaning to address migration.
More information isn't written here. I'm sorry. Just only says immigration to this country.
I feel for those people, and I think they should be able to have a path to citizenship.
And how would you rate that statement from 0 to 10?
10, right?
Thank you. And last one says, a commitment to Christian ideals. How would you rate that from 0 to 10?
0.
Thank you very much. Now, I'm going to read you some statements people have made on how we can make improvements to the country. Please rate each one from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement, 5 means you somewhat agree with the statement, and 0 means you do not agree with that statement at all. You can use any number. We're almost done. Just a few more questions. Thank you very much again for your time and for your patience, ma'am. First one says, America's democratic institutions have come under severe attack in the last few years. Even our voting rights are being challenged in some states, while your own rights may not be at risk yet. This is a slippery slope, and if we don't stand up now, then eventually all of us will have less freedom and less power to change things than our parents.
So 10.
Thank you very much. And last one says, every child in America should have what prepares them for a better future. But sadly, this is not the case for many lower income and minority students. We must remove barriers so that all students feel safe, have resources, and can access affordable higher education that can bridge the gap. Thank you.
It's
really
important.
Thank you. Now, sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinions change. Let me ask you now, please rate your level of motivation for voting in next year's presidential elections in November on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you're not at all motivated, and 10 means extremely motivated. So 10, right?
Yes.
In switching gear a little bit now, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only, and we're done. First one says, what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Some junior college, high school for sure, but I never graduated from junior college. But anyway.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And next it says, are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Widowed.
Thank you. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
Yes, my granddaughter.
Thank you. And thinking about your approach to political issues, will you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Liberal.
Very liberal or somewhat liberal?
I guess very.
Thank you. And how often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week? Or
no,
once or...
not at all. Not at all.
Never? Okay.
No, in my life I have, but I stepped aside from that, from religion, long ago.
So you said hardly ever?
Wait, hardly ever. Oh, to the church thing? Yes.
Right. Okay.
Plus, I'm disabled, but even if I wasn't, I don't like organized religion.
Okay. Thank you so much. And how would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
What was the first one?
Urban, suburban, rural?
Is suburban like around the city limits in the same town?
More information isn't written here. I'm sorry, I couldn't tell.
Okay. Okay, help me once again. I'm sorry.
The question says, how will you describe the area where you live? urban, suburban, rural?
I guess suburban.
Thank you.
But does that mean in the country?
Yeah, in the United States. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now, do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community? Yes or no?
Yes, though I'm not gay.
No? Okay. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation tonight.
One more second. Where is this survey coming from?
We're calling for national opinion surveys.
Okay. Well, I hope I helped you out. And thank you for your patience.
Thank you. Have a good evening. Thank you for your time.
You too.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.